This made U.S. Treasury bills lose their appeal to investors at the same time as the dot-coms had lost their appeal. Investors looked to the interesting possibilities coming out of Wall Street, whose investment brokers and bankers were taking their cue from the success of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in the secondary mortgage business. Low interest rates were making it easy for bankers to borrow money from the Fed. This, along with foreign investment, created an abundance of cheap credit. Investment bankers on Wall Street took advantage of the cheap credit to buy subprime mortgages from lenders. They bundled these mortgages, including subprime mortgages, into collateralized debt obligations, or CDOs, and sold them to investors, including pension funds, mutual funds, and insurance companies. As long as mortgages were being paid, Wall Street bankers could pay off their loans and investors had secure investments. Things were working so well that investors demanded more. Lenders, already under pressure from CRA regulators and activist groups to lend to more risky borrowers, obliged them with more subprime mortgages, which were bundled up and sold and resold to investors. Big opportunities and loose standards also attracted big fraud.